Hi there. Welcome to the Oracle of Light podcast. I'm your host, Shauna Chandler. For those of you who don't know me, I am a spiritual medium, teacher, and guide. I have a private practice here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and I also teach mediumship and intuitive development classes. Growing up, I thought everyone saw what I saw. Maybe you can relate. I can remember asking family and friends around me if they saw the beings and see-through people, as I called them. And it was always a resounding no and a look of what I can only describe as fear or anger, that I would even ask such an insane question. And after enough of these experiences that just kept happening again and again and again, I started to feel really different. I started to feel like I really didn't fit in. At home, at school, in our neighborhood. I remember seeing a neighbor who had recently crossed over. And I remember looking over into the yard and I could see him as a see-through person walking through the yard. And he looked over at me and he kind of waved and then he was gone. And I remember running and telling my mom that I saw him. He was there, he was there, he was there, he was just there. And she just looked at me and she was so angry. And she said, just go to your room. And I didn't get supper that night. And I really started to doubt and really question everything that I was seeing and experiencing. And I just really, really didn't understand what was happening in my world. At school, I was teased and made fun of. And in grade four, I actually won an award for having my head in the clouds. This combined with my home life and not feeling supported with my gifts, I actually started to shut down so that I could fit in and feel like I belonged both at home and at school and even playing with my friends on our street. I kept getting this overwhelming need, if you will, to fit in. And I had this intense fear of rejection and criticism. And I just really started to shut down and not communicate with my guides, my angels as much, and not share everything that I was experiencing because I wanted so desperately to be liked, to fit in, to feel like I found my place. After feeling so alone and disconnected for so many years, that actually became my why. It's why I do what I do. I don't ever want anyone to feel alone. And I want them to know that they are surrounded by angels, crossed over loved ones, love beings, beings of light. And most importantly, that we are still connected with our loved ones when they are no longer in a physical body. From shutting down my gifts, my days turned into Groundhog Day, where it was the same thing over and over. I wasn't co-creating with the universe. I wasn't speaking my truth. Instead, I was stumbling around, following what other people were doing. And this took me even further away from who I truly am. My greatest support as a little girl was spirit, my loved ones, angels, guides. And without that support, I floated aimlessly from one relationship to another, from one job to another. Nothing was fulfilling. Nothing could fill this void that I felt inside. I was desperately looking around me, outside of me, for the answers. And I kept looking to other people for the answers that I so desperately was looking for. And instead of relying on my own intuition, my own awareness, I spent many years in different directions, or what it felt like I was just chasing my tail. This podcast was brought about from a desire that I have to help people to feel safe and secure and empowered, given the tools to strengthen their mediumship gifts and intuition. It doesn't matter if you'd like to just communicate with your own crossover loved ones or crossover fur babies, or maybe you're dipping your toe into offering readings. Maybe you already offer readings and you're looking for different ways to master and polish and enhance what you've already accomplished. Whatever that looks like for you, I wanted to create this podcast as a support network for your gifts, your intuition, your psychic abilities, your mediumship abilities, all of your gifts and capacities. And that's really what this podcast was born from. And our first series is a series of 12 podcasts all about spirit communication. It's all about mediumship. I also love taking the scary out of spirit communication. And I love to teach people how to embrace and enjoy mediumship so that they know and trust that it's not parlor tricks, it's not Hollywood. It's a real gift, capacity, and talent. Again, whether you'd like to communicate with your own loved ones or you'd like to deliver messages of love and hope to other people. I am so very excited and grateful to each and every one of you who are here. And I am so excited and thrilled to share these podcasts with you, to share all the channelings, all the information, all the transmissions. And I'm really excited to see what you do with your mediumship, your gifts, your capacities, your intuition, your awareness. I send you so much love, and I look forward to connecting with you very soon. Bye for now.